part was made out of mud. I think you said that the
Rock. They used to build those rock chimneys. Just go out and get that rock. Well, they'd take those rock and they'd lay them down, start, and then they'd, in the place of mortar like you had in brick, it would just move. So they'd get some red clay and put some salt and stuff in it, make it stick. And they'd plaster that between them rocks to make them hold together.
You ever hear of a sticking dirt chimney?
Yes, sir.
Now, was that a little different?
Yes, it was. Well, my daddy had some in the nigger houses around the place. They'd take these rocks and make the fireplace, and then they'd take just mud, make up a lot of mud. They'd go get some good, they had a certain kind of mud. They'd get around these red clay hills. And they'd put them sticks across in it, make it stand up. And then some of them would build them with, they put a lot of old grass out of the field in there and make them stand up. Of course, that grass would all burn out on the inside, and on the outside it'd be popping. It's pretty dangerous. Yes, sir, sticking wood chimney.
On your fireplace, right in front of the fireplace, was there an open area?
Yeah.
It might have been kind of bricked over or something?
Hearth? Yeah. The hearth was out there. Now those old big rock chimneys, they get smooth rock and they fill it in with that mud. And have a pretty good sized hearth out there so it wouldn't pop out and catch a whole fire.
Yeah. I see. Did you have to clean out your fireplace
Yes.
so often?
Yes. Yes. Every day or two.
It got pretty dirty.
Well, it wasn't too bad. They had a little iron shovel. You take a bucket and you set it down there and you scoop them ashes out. We'd have sitting around that fire, you'd have a churn of milk, getting ready to churn.
Could you do anything about that old black stuff, you know, that sticks?
Smut. If you burn quite a bit of oak wood, you didn't have much smut. But if you had a lot of lighter, that's an old big lighter chunk, they'd make it black. Smutty.
Now that smut you're talking about, is that the same thing as what some people call soot or suck?
Soot. That's right. Smut. Soot. Same thing.
Have you ever heard of that stuff actually catching on fire?
Yes. Yes.
And burning out the top?
Right. Sure has. And build up in there and drip and catch a fire and burn out all that chimney out.
Now, could that burn down a house?
Well, I don't think so. I guess it could. But it was about like paper burning or something like that. Yeah, just build up that'll directly catch a fire and burn out.